非常感谢主，我们今天早晨能够一起聚集在这里，无论你是讲什么样的一个语言的，都在这里同心，整个家庭一起来敬拜主，一起来擘饼纪念主。
We thank God for allowing us together this morning to celebrate communion, to worship together, regardless what nationality, what ethnic group, what gender you are.
感谢主。我们今天可能有一些人你还不是基督徒，你来到我们当中很可惜还不能够擘饼跟我们一起擘饼纪念主，你觉得怎么基督徒这么小气，这么小的一块饼，这么小小的一个葡萄汁有什么特别，为什么不能领用？
There might be some of you who are not yet a believer and you come here and you think, why are Christians so stingy about giving out a little bread and a little cup?
希望你能够继续不断的过来，越发的来明白这擘饼的意义，而且知道我们生命能够跟神能够连在一起以后，在基督的身体里面才能够一起享用。如果没有基督的神的生命在我们里头，不能来领用这个饼跟杯。
We pray that you'll come back and visit us again and find out more about who Jesus is and one day have this opportunity to share the cup and the bread to be united to Christ.
今天要跟弟兄姐妹来分享圣经里面非常根本非常基本的几个重要的一个信息，从对基督徒来讲很可能是都是非常简单你可能都听过的。
I would like to share with you this morning some basic principles about what it means to be a Christian. Some of the things I'm going to say to you might be very familiar to some of the Christians.
这边提到的基督徒，如果你常到教会的话，你会知道有两种的比喻常在教会里面来比喻所谓的教会，教会有两种的一个比喻。
If you've been to church for a while, you often hear two different analogy to what church is.
我们一起再来读加拉太书第三章26节。
If we would read Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 again.
好，我用中文来念。26节，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，请 Andy 念一下。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
这边提到，当我们信耶稣基督以后，成为上帝的儿女。
So the Bible tells us that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we become children of God.
圣经里面在讲说，神爱世人，爱无论你是怎样说怎样的一个种族，怎样的一个语言，怎样的一个文化背景高或者文化背景低，无论你是男的，无论你是女的，都在基督里面，神都爱你们。
The Bible tells us that God loves us so much that regardless what, you know, ethnic group we are, what culture we come from, whether we're male or female, He loves us the same.
而且不只爱我们，他不是嘴巴讲的，他乃是有行动来证明他的爱。
Not only he tells us he loves us, he also demonstrates his love.
他成为人的样式来到地上，为我们来死在十字架上，为我们的罪来付上代价。
He took the form of a man, came down to this earth, and died for us on the cross.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，所以说叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所以那信就是接受耶稣基督的人，基督徒就是信耶稣的人，信耶稣就是接待耶稣在他心里的人。
So when we talk about believing in Christ, we basically means those who have accepted him as Lord and Savior in their heart.
圣经说这样的人他神的是他们权柄做上帝的儿女做神的儿女。
And for those who have received Christ, the Bible tells us that he gave us authority to become children of God.
所以我今天在这里我已经接受了耶稣基督我是神的儿女。
So if you are like me who has accepted Christ, then you are children of God.
Baby 在下面跟他的孩子坐在那边，他们接受了耶稣基督，他们也是神的儿女。
So like David, Samuel, and Josh sitting down there, they have accepted Christ. They are also children of God.
我们都是神家里的人。
We're all family members of God.
我们同有一个天父，有一个相同的生命在里面，所以我们弟兄姐妹怎么相称？叫弟兄姐妹， 因为同有一个天父，我们彼此是弟兄姐妹。
So we share the same Father, we share the same life, and that's why we call each other brothers and sisters, even though we have no blood relation.
我们这个家可能很大，所以算起来不得了，多少人？这个可能几亿哈，从各历史地带来，人是非常的多。但是我们同有一个天父，在神家里的人。
So if you think about it, it's really a gigantic family. You know, over the many years of church history, there's billions of Christians, and we're all part of a family.
王牧师常在我们教会里面宣讲的时候，时常讲说，基督徒有三个家。
Pastor Wang often shared with us that Christians have three homes, three families.
家里面有夫妻，有儿女，有父母，这个是我们一般出生的家庭。
You have your immediate family members, your spouse, your parents, and your children.
另外一个是我们有个教会属灵的家。
You also have a family church, a spiritual family.
另外以后我们离世以后又在天上还有一个家。
And we have a heavenly family when Christ returns and we fellowship with Him in eternity, we have a third family in heaven.
我发现神非常的赐福 REM 我们这个教会。
So I see that God has blessed REM.
当我来以前在台湾的时候，我觉得好像信主的人都是三三两两，稀稀落落，家里面不是丈夫信主的，就是儿子信主的，小孩子信主的，父母不信主的，很多都是大部分是这样的情况。
Why do I say REM is so blessed? When I was in Taiwan and when I received Christ, it looks like being a Christian is sort of a minority in the family, maybe just one or two family members that's Christian.
感谢主，在我们教会开始的时候，陈瑞弟兄、尹秉仪姐妹，他们看见这个大陆福音工作的一个需要，我们向大陆的说中文的这些基督徒来传福音的时候，我们不只为这三四十岁的在美国工作的访问学者来传福音，为他们的小孩子也能够来传福音。那他们也从中国，他们的父母来到这边，也能够来带领他们。我们有老年人，申伯伯也能够对他们这一群人，能够来向他们传福音。所以祖孙三代一网打尽。
So why do I say REM is so blessed? Because when our church first started, Brother Ray,not only share the gospel with the 30, 40 years old who are working, but also share the gospel with the entire family member. So you have three generations in the same family that are all Christians.
所以一个蒙福的家庭不只是能够把这三个家，你所有家庭的分子都在这三个家庭里有份。
So our families are blessed because we are all Christians in the same family and the whole family is blessed through Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望我们的自己的家庭里面也能够信主，在教会这个家庭里面。
So, if there are members in your family, they're still not yet a believer, we pray that they will be saved.
并且他们也是在天上有永恒的家，因为是得救的，我们永恒当中也有我们的家人在一起。
And they'll share the same spiritual family and the heavenly family.
真的是期望每一个家庭不只是生活在一起，而且把属灵的生活也能够带到家庭里面。
We pray that when we live together, we're not just living like worldly people, but we bring Christ into our family.
愿我们彼此劝勉，让我们的家成为神荣耀 的一个祝福。
May we continue to encourage each other so that our family become a place where God is glorified.
今天讲的是加拉太书，我们中文的一个句崇拜。王牧师现在是在讲以弗所书里面提到教会神的非常大的一个计划。
So we're gonna be studying Galatians this morning in our Chinese service. Pastor Wang's been leading us through Ephesians, talking about God's grand plan for the church.
他提到神从各个不同的地方把人找过来，他们讲说能够建立一个地方在一起叫做教会。他讲说，所以这一些人不再做外人跟客旅，是上帝家里的人了。
So Ephesians tells us that God drew different people from different nations together to the same church, that they are no longer outsiders, but they are the members of God's family.
所以现在坐在这里的，非常欢迎你能够在这边跟我们在家庭里面一起能够来侍奉主。希望你不把自己当作外人，也不要把自己当作客旅，是过客。
So we love to welcome you into this family. We don't want you to think of yourself as an outsider or as a traveler. We want you to feel comfortable as a family members in this church.
另外我们不只是关爱自己的家庭，并且我们在教会当中，我们的关爱，我们的爱也要超越自己的家庭，也要顾到其他弟兄姐妹，顾到其他家庭的需要，看神怎么能够借着我，能够跟其他的人能够连结。
So not only we want to care for our own family, we want to extend our love to other family, to other brothers and sisters in the church and care for their family as well.
主耶稣讲说，凡为小子里面最小的一个，为他倒一杯水的，都不得不得赏赐。
So Jesus Christ tells us that there is reward for those who serve the least among you.
我们能够在这边能够看到老年人的时候扶他一把，在他过不去的时候你能够跟他扶他一把，有小孩子那边有需要的时候你能够真正的来照顾他。我们不再只顾自己的事，也要在教会里面看见，愿神开我们的眼睛，也看见其他教会的需要。我们每一个家里的人都要负上自己的一部分的责任。
So as a family member of this church, you see an elder person needing help, go ahead and extend your help. You see a kid running around, hurting themselves, you know, go there and give them a hand. You know, you extend your love beyond, you know, your own family, beyond your immediate family into the lives of your brothers and sisters.
这个是一个非常重要的，我们要有一个属灵的眼界，看见这里是神的家。所以我在这里就要问大家，你是神家里的人吗？
So I pray that God give you the spiritual sight that you are part of this family. Then, and the question I want to ask you is, are you part of this family?
如果从圣经里面来讲，凡接受耶稣基督成为神儿女的，都已经成为神的儿女，是神家里的人。所以你只要你现主信主的，你都是神家里的人。
So you, if you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are children of God. You are a family member.
另外的更深一层的问。那我你愿意让癌院成为你属灵的家，在这个家中一起来服侍吗？
Another question I would like to ask you is, are you willing to let RN become your family and take part in it and serve each other?
我们来看第二个，圣经里面提到教会的比喻，第一个是教会是神的家，接下来第二个提到的教会是基督的身体。
So the first analogy you hear about church is that it's God's family. The second analogy that you hear is the body of Christ.
我们来一起来读加拉太书三章二十七节。
So if you read Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
到二十八节。
27 through 28.
这边我先来读中文，请 Andy 读英文。你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
感谢主，这边提到几个不分，提到整个的教会是超越种族啊，超越文化，犹太人或希利尼人肤色啊，并且是超越在社会上的地位或者是财富，你知识的高低没有用，都没有分别，无论是自主的、为奴的。第三种的没有分别是。你的性别也是没有分别，或男或女是没有分别。
So here it really talks about many different differentiation, how there's really no difference. You know, it goes beyond your culture, goes beyond your skin color, goes beyond your language, goes beyond your gender. We're all part of the body of Christ.
这个不同是一定在那里的，这个是事实，我们不能忽略它。但是在这不同当中能够合在一起，圣经让我们知道是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
So while there is a difference in who we are as a person, but God unites us in Christ Jesus.
所以希望今天早晨神的灵能够来感动我们，进入深入的祷告， 我在神的家中，在这身体当中，主把怎样的一个托付来赐给我们，让我们按照主给我们的托付，能够忠实的在上帝的面前求神赐给我力量，来做我本在这个教会、这身体、这个家、这个身体里面所应当负的责任。
So I pray at this morning that God will give us His Spirit that we share the same burden as a church and then we care for each other.
但是不希望现在所讲的是把很多的重担来加给在座的每一位。
But I also pray that you don't feel that being burdened or guilt tripping to serving. That's not our intent.
因为圣经让我们看到，就是所有的服事若是不是出于爱心的话，你所有的服事都是枉然。
But we encourage you to serve one another in love, otherwise it's meaningless.
所以在这里提醒大家，看见家里的需要的时候，是让圣灵借着这些事情提醒你，叫我们心里的爱再被眺望起来，按照主给我们的爱跟能力来服侍教会，服侍神。
So we pray that the Spirit will move you, pour love into your life, and when you see someone's need, and you serve out of love.
我记得很清楚，当时陈瑞弟兄，我们教会刚开始的时候，有很多弟兄非常喜欢教会里面这样活泼的传福音那很多的同工也希望能够来加入 RM 的教会。那时候我记得很清楚，陈弟兄都跟他们讲说，如果来这里的话，就是要来服侍人，是要来传福音的。如果你来这里不服侍人，不传福音的话，你可能还是待在原来的教会。
I remember when the church first started, Brother Chan would share with us, you know, if you come here and you don't want to share the gospel, then we ask you to stay where you were, you know. We want to be a church that shares the gospel, that shares the love of Christ.
我觉得在 RM 聚会里面是一大享受，在这里的服事也是神给我们极大的赐福。
So being part of the church is a great blessing to me and a great blessing from God.
跟爱主的弟兄姐妹在爱里面的交通，在主里面的祷告是极美的事。
And being able to communicate with brothers in love and sisters in love, it's such an encouragement to me.
而且在这里跟同心弟兄姐妹同心合意，兴旺主工主真的是在我们中间，荣耀的与我们同在。
And I pray that God will be glorified as we continue to serve each other and unite in Christ.
刚刚提到的是一些的一个责任，但是感谢主，主不是只有把那责任加给我们，主也把那能力的全源也赐给我们。
So I have, you know, mentioned a few responsibilities as a Christian, but we thank God for giving us the strength to carry out these responsibilities.
刚刚第一点跟大家讲的是，你是神的儿子儿女，是神家里的人，第一个点。
So we share with you that we are children of God, we're part of this family.
第二个是你是在基督的身体里面。
And we are also part of the body of Christ.
第三个要讲说你有神的灵在你里头。
But it goes beyond that. The Bible tells us that we have the Spirit of God inside of us.
如果没有神的灵在我们里头，你真的没有办法来做刚刚所讲的事情。
Because if we don't have the Spirit of God, we don't have this Holy Spirit that we cannot live out a Christian life.
不是我们比较能干，比较聪明，记忆力好，我们做可以做许多的事，乃是凭着神的灵在我们里头赐给我们力量，靠进入神的一个同在，神的同在里面来行所有的事情。
So you really can't serve each other without God's Spirit, no matter how talented you are, how smart you are, or how charming you are.Without the Spirit of God, you cannot serve.
我们一起来读加拉太书四章第六节。
If you read Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
也一样我来念。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
Verse 6 tells us, Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.The Spirit who calls out Abba Father.
很多时候我觉得在基督徒一段时间以后，我们很多时候忘记了这一个这么重要的一个最基本的真理。
A lot of time being a Christian for many years, we have forgotten this very important principle about, you know, about what we are in Christ.
我们很多时候被周围的许多的东西把我们的注意力把它离开了，挪开了我们的注意力，没有回到我们生命全源的最最重要的根基，乃是神的灵在我们里头，赐我们力量，更新我们。
A lot of time we're distracted by what's going on around us, and we lose sight of the spirit that God has given to us. We lose the sight of, you know, looking within us and finding the origin of life, who is Christ Himself.
很多时候，甚至我们连一个安静的时间都很难找得到。
A lot of time we don't even have the time to find quiet time.
很多时候我们忙忙碌碌，特别那个 iPhone 或者什么东西，那个Internet 各方面东西出来的时候，越来越多新鲜的东西来抓住我们的心。
And there's always new things coming out that distract us. iPhone, Internet, Android, or maybe even Olympics that's going on right now.
甚至到了一个地步，我们原来想说，哇，原来坐在车子里面的时候，这浪费时间，把这时间用来做其他的东西，还可以听这个，可以坐在，哇，觉得很好，时间用得很好。
Sometimes our time is only left to when we're driving the car and we just think, oh, maybe we can use that time to listen to something.
最近这一两个月，那感觉我这整个里面的东西一大堆，那个好像不晓得这个那个感觉很奇怪，所有东西是模糊的，东西太多了，听了太多东西，整个好像没有办法消化一样。
But then it turns out that you listen to a lot of stuff and then you really don't have time to digest and it becomes really murky inside of you.
所以在这边来提醒弟兄姐妹，回到你生命的深处里面，主耶稣的灵住在你里面，你进到你灵的深处，耶稣基督的灵就在那里，呼叫耶稣基督能够来在祷告里面进入深入的祷告。
So we encourage you to have a moment of quietness every day to go back into the depth of your spirit, the depth of your heart,and to really meet Jesus there face to face.
当我们在做服事的时候，我们来先跟主来连接，以后主你的灵在我身上，你能够来赐给我谦卑的心，叫我得能力来服事你。
Especially if you're serving the church, it's even more important for you to meet Christ and get your strength from Christ.
常常在我心里面，主耶稣啊，我谢谢你，你在我的心，说天父啊，阿爸父啊，我爱你，谢谢你，你是我天上的父。
In your prayer, you said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You're my Father. You're my God. You've given me so much love."
如果你没有这生命的关系，跟神没有这生命的关系，你要叫神叫他父亲，叫他阿爸是很难的。
So if you're not having this relationship with Christ, this dialogue with Christ, it's going to be really hard for you to call him Abba, Father.
那如果结过婚的，你就有这种的经验。当你的岳父岳母或者是你的公公婆婆，你结婚以后，你刚开始要叫他爸爸妈妈的时候，真的是有点困难。
For those of you who are married, you might have that experience that it's rather difficult to call your parents-in-law dad or mom at the first time.
因为刚开始是没有那生命的一个连结，你要叫不出来的。要我叫 Andy 叫爸爸，我是没办法叫出来。
Because there's no relationship, there's no intimacy, and there's you really can't call them father, just like Brother Guang can't call me a father.
这是不可能的。所以我们需要来进到里面，我们跟上帝有关系。很多时候你在心里头呼叫，你真的生命里面好像没有安息的时候，说主耶稣，其实主就在我们的旁边。我们进到心灵的深处来与主相交。
So when there's no peace in your heart, when you're distracted, if you just quiet down and go into your heart and go into the depth of your soul, you'll meet Christ there and you'll start having a relationship with Him.
当或许你有时候在为一些弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，好像祷告好像在表面上的时候，你先进到深层，再进入深层下去的时候，你会感觉到基督的爱在那里，把你跟你代祷的那一个弟兄生命就好像连在一起的时候，你祷告里面就有膏油，你知道怎么样来为这个你所爱的人，可能是你的亲戚，可能是你的同工，里面就有爱的感动，就能够祷告的出来了。
Or when you're praying for your brothers and your sisters, interceding on their behalf, a lot of times you're only praying on the surface, praying about the things that happen. Encourage you to have a moment of quietness and go inside of your heart and meet Christ there. And your prayer becomes so much more anointed that your prayer will have power. And you're not only praying for what's happening to your brothers and sisters, but now your lives are connected.
所以我们在与神相交的时候，我们许多的看法就会被纠正过来。所以愿主能够在每一个弟兄姐妹心中有一个独自个人在神面前安静，呼叫阿爸父，进到自己灵的深处，知道主耶稣基督的灵就在我们里面。那么透过耶稣基督的灵来做事行事，来做计划。愿神帮助我们。
So may all of us have this quiet moment with Jesus every day that we can call him Abba Father, and then we have this intimacy with him, and he changes the way we think, changes the way that we act, and changes the way that we speak.
所以刚刚讲的是个人的一个祷告，那接下来整个的教会也可以在一起身体的祷告，所以是希望弟兄姐妹能够在每一个礼拜二8点钟的时候，在教会的办公室，我们一起在神的家里面一起跪下来，我们一起来向神祷告，一起来向主寻求，能够与肢体能够连结，在合一当中，在灵里面一起来向主来祷告。
So we not only can pray to God individually, but we can also come together as a body of Christ. So every Tuesday night, there's a prayer night at the church office, and we encourage you to come out and just be blessed.
刚过去的这个礼拜二，我们在祷告会的时候，我们可以感觉到一些弟兄姐妹在祷告当中，好像是原来是有一些的一个拦阻，但是慢慢的主就借着弟兄跟姐妹。 越把祷告越往深入下去的时候，我们慢慢看到，我们真正进入真实的祷告里面。那主的工作，我相信也在弟兄姐妹身上。So
if you were at a prayer meeting on Tuesday night this past week, at the beginning of the prayer meeting, there was a lot of burdens, a lot of strongholds that people were feeling, experiencing, but as we pray together, you feel that God is working and you're starting to experience the power of God.
很多时候我们祷告会完了以后，拍拍屁股，大家回去好像就完了，做完事了，那我们可以去回去做原来的事情。但那天有一个感动，就好像主一个祷告在里面说，愿主的同在继续与我们。
But there are also times where you come out on Tuesday night thinking, I need to check this off my list so I can say I did it this week. But this past Tuesday, it wasn't like that. It was as if God's Spirit was telling us that my presence will be with you even after you leave this place.
所以如果大家知道最近一些在媒体上面有很大的一个新闻就是 Chick-fil-A, 不晓得大家知不知道这一个情况?
You all probably have heard about what happened to Chick-fil-A this past week.
在那里面我是看到Chick-fil-A的这一个中文，有人把它翻译成为福来鸡，福音用福音来办鸡，来做鸡的叫福来鸡店哈。
If you translate the English into Chinese by playing off a pun, it actually translates as in gospel come chicken.
他们大概有超过全国有超过1600家的分店连锁。
In the US, they have about 1,600 different franchise.
这个企业很特别，它是按照圣经的原则，希望用圣经的原则能够来run他们的企业。
What's so special about Chick-fil-A is the CEO wants to operate this company, this franchise, based on the biblical principles.
所以他们一开始就设定礼拜天他们是公司那个他们的店不开门，好让员工能够去参加教会的敬拜跟聚会。So
when they opened up their first store, they said, we're not going to let our employees work on Sunday so they can go and worship.
有人就那个估计可能他们 这样的话，每一年可能要损失大概四千两百万。So
by doing so, they take a loss of $42 million.
但在今年的7月底的时候，他们的总裁 Dan Cady 在访问的时候，他表示 他是支持传统的一个家庭，一夫一妻能够家庭能够一起在一起，而且他们的企业是以家庭的方式 来操作的。
So the CEO Dan Cathy was interviewed in July, and during the interview he again said that he support the traditional family value, support you know, a marriage should be between a man and a woman.
所以接下来过马隔天马上所有的媒体里面都是全面的是支持同性恋的攻击打压的信息，甚至到一个地步波士顿跟芝加哥的市长都公开反对这个福莱基 Chick-fil-A 在他们的城市里面 来开店。
Immediately after the interview, there was all news about, you know, about supporting gay marriage and about, you know, Dan Cathy being, you know, spoken about, you know, going against gay marriage. Even the mayor of Boston and Chicago openly declared that they will not allow Chick-fil-A to go to their city and open a franchise.
后来DC 的市长也加入这个公开反对的名单，所以这压力到一个地步，这个企业的公关的发言人到忍不住这个压力，甚至到心脏病发而死。
So even later on, even the Washington D.C. mayor also joined this petition against Chick-fil-A, and to a point that the pressure was so high that the spokesperson for the Chick-fil-A public affair had a heart attack and died from it.
这位 Dan Cathy 是我在主内的弟兄，一个愿意为主来站在这么大压力面前，能够按照圣经的方式来做他的企业，我心里非常的感动，而且非常的难受。我所有的 research 看到的全部都是攻击的，几乎是没有任何同情的声音。
So as a brother in Christ, Dan Cathy stood up against what this world tells us is right, and he stood up for the biblical principle. And all you see in the news is the attack on him, attack on his faith, attack on his, you know, freedom of speech.
在这个情况之下，有一个叫Mike Huckabee， 就是哈克比，他曾经是2008年总统的一个候选人，他把8月1日定成为 Chick-fil-A 的一个感谢日 Appreciation Day。
So in all this debate about family value, about gay marriage, one of the Republican presidential candidate from 2008, Mike Huckabee, basically said that we should make August 1st a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
我感觉这个弟兄，我跟他没有什么关系，离得很远，不同的种族，不同的事情，他大概从来不知道有我这个人存在。但我感觉在基督的身体里面，我需要能够在里面做我应当做的，所以我在那个午餐的时候，就用中午休息的时间，安静的去到我们在 Germantown 那边15号出口有一家店，就那到那里去买炸鸡去了。
So why I don't know these two people, I don't know Dan, I don't know Mike.I decided since they're the same body of Christ.
我在这里不是为他的那个基甸来做广告，只是说把我当天心里的一个来跟大家分享，让他知道在身体的感觉的重要性。
I felt God calling me to go support them August 1st on Wednesday, so I went to Germantown Chick-fil-A.
接下来等了30分钟，很多的时间。有一些人也在大太阳里面能够安静 的等候。
When I was there, I saw a lot of people waiting patiently on the sun. I waited for about 30 minutes.
所以因为我只有一个人，我想不要占他们的地方，我就带着那一包出去外面，希望在外面吃我的汉堡。
Since I was only by myself, I decided I'm not going to take up a table, so I took my sandwich and went out to the parking lot.
刚好走出那个停车场的时候，看见车子在那边一个过来的时候，一个一个过来的时候，神的灵在我里面大大的感动，感谢主，在基督里面有这么多弟兄姐妹也能够来帮助、来支持他们在神的面前所能够立下的一个心志。
So I was standing out in the parking lot eating my sandwich, and I see cars pulling in one by one, And then God really just moved me and reminds me of that we are a body of Christ and there's so many supporters for Dan and Kathy.
在基督的身体里面我们可能不能做什么但是主把一个感动给我们让我们忠实在主的面前小小的顺服带来自己生命极大的祝福。
There's a lot of time you might feel like you can't do much in this big world, but if you just simply obey, even something as small as this can bring out a great blessing from God.
我心中非常的感动，在那流泪，在车子上来为我们的弟兄来祷告，求神保守他的心怀意念，保守他能够赐福他的家人，能够承受这么大的压力，也不让他在许多的外面的吵杂当中失去他原来在神的面前的心愿。
So I was sitting in my car, I was praying, giving thanks. I pray that God will support their family, strengthen their family, strengthen their faith, that they will not lose faith, they will not be discouraged.
所以感谢主，这个Chick-fil-A 的感谢日，在8月1号的时候创下一个空前的一个销售记录。主借着各样不同的方式来赐福弟兄姐妹。
So on August 1st, Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, their sales went off the roof. It was like the highest sale volume they ever had.
好，我们感谢主，主的生命在我们里面，我们需要顺服圣灵的带领，主的神的灵在我们里面赐给我们力量，我们需要来顺服他。
So, as God gave us the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, we obey the calling of the Spirit, and we obey the guidance of the Spirit.
所以刚刚讲的是说你有神儿子的灵在你里面所以第四点要跟弟兄姐妹分享的愿基督成形在你们心里。
So number three we talk about as a Christian you have the Spirit of God inside of you.
其实这一点是我今天主要来跟弟兄姐妹分享的点是这个。
But the purpose of all this is the last point I want to share with you.Is such that Jesus Christ may be born in your heart.
让我们一起来读经文。加拉太书四章十九节。
We'll read again Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。我们一起中文一起来念来。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
We'll read it together in English. My dear children, from whom I am again in the pains of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you.
愿基督成形在你们的心里，是使徒保罗他所讲的他说一切服事最后最终的目的乃是要他所服事的人有基督成形在他们心中。
Paul speaks about waiting until Christ is formed in you, basically saying that the purpose of all ministry is such that Jesus Christ takes kingship and authority in your heart.
在教会里面在神的家中不只是看人数的增多乃是要看在里面的信徒基督徒我们的生命有多少的基督的形象在我们里面有基督是不是成形在我们的心中。
So when we look at the growth of a church, we're not only looking at numbers, but we're looking at maturity as Christ being formed in each one of us.
我们既要进到灵里面深处的祷告为自己祷告为自己的家庭祷告为教会祷告，把这样的一个祷告，这么重要的一个信息，能够放在我们里面。
So we need to pray for the church. We need to pray for each family members that God will continue to put this message, this word inside of us.
愿基督成形在你们心里。
That we all become more like Christ, and Christ is formed inside of us.
我把这一句话把它变成一个祝福的方式。我说愿基督成形在你心里。
And I want to turn this from a purpose, a goal into a blessing. I would like to bless you that Jesus Christ will be formed inside of you.
首先我们常常开始见到的时候是平安平安，感谢主，很好，刚开始这没问题，但希望等到聚会完的时候，为他祷告祝福的时候，是愿基督成形展形。
So a lot of time we greet each other by saying peace, but maybe at the end of our service today, when you pray for a person, you can pray that Christ be formed in them.
所以圣经里面也有另外一个非常重要的一个根基信息。感谢主，昨天王牧师在执事会同工当中分享很重要的，也是用这一个经文来跟同工们分享。愿基督成形在你们心里。
Another basic principle that's related to this, that Pastor Wang shared with yesterday.
所以他用另外一个经文在马太福音16章那边直接讲说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Pastor Wang shared with us yesterday at the Deacon Board meeting, with a verse from Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 that says, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
他讲说 self 这个己是非常的specific, 非常的就是有针对性的，是这个己是包括我们的想法，我们的感觉，我们的决定，我们的行为，还有我们跟人的关系。
So how would you define the word self? Self is defined as a composition of thoughts, feeling, will, behavior, and relationship with others. As, you know, when you get what you desire, you're happy, otherwise you're sad. It's really a motivation to do things.
一些基督徒的失败或者是生命不能成长是因为自己的己太大了。
So a lot of time what hinders our growth is this self that's within us.
所以这边神也让我们看到圣灵的大能能够来改变我们，来更新我们的生命。
And then, but we know that we have the hope in Jesus that the Holy Spirit will continue to transform us and change us.
很多时候当我们以自己为中心的时候，当我得着我们想要的时候，我们很高兴，如果没有得着我们所要的，我们就非常的难过，甚至失去了服事做事的一个动机。
A lot of time we are very self-centered, very self-conscious. When we get what we desire, we're happy. But when we are denied, or when someone criticizes us, we lose courage and we stop serving.
这就是圣经里面所讲的肉体。
And that's what the Bible refers to as the flesh.
所以圣经里面讲说，你们要顺从圣灵，不要顺从你的肉体。
So the Bible encourages to obey the spirit and not the flesh.
所以我们需要来到神的面前，把我们里面的这个受伤的感觉，我们里面的想法，我们里面所做的决定，再带到主的面前。
So we need to come before God and just lift up all our thoughts, all our minds, and the things that we do into His hand.
当我们在深处祷告的时候，很可能会觉得神给我们一个很重的托付，我要做这个，我们应该这么做，应该那么做。
In your prayer, you might feel that God is giving you a burden, telling you what to do.
那第二个部分也相同的重要，我们需要把这个感动一同的再带到神的光中，看到这是我的想法呢，还是主在我生命里面觉得我们应当如此行。
So as we come in prayer, we ask God, is this really what you want us to do, or is this my personal desires?
所以愿神在我们心里面来做工，把我里面的心思意念都在神的面前被光照被对付。
So I pray that God continue to work in us and shine His light in us that our thoughts are revealed.
所以第一个基督成形在我们心里的非常重要，深入的祷告。第二个在主的面前愿意来舍己。
So how we get Jesus Christ to form in us is through prayer and through self-denial.
第三个要跟大家分享的就是这样的一个基督成形在里面也跟我们的奉献有关系。
And, it's also important that, we participate in serving one another, to allow Christ to be formed in us.
我们愿意把神给我的恩赐，把神给我的时间，把我神给我的各样有的东西，能够奉献在主的面前。
When you're willing to offer up your time, offer up your talent, offer up your money to God, God will bless you.
很多时候我们在分享祷告的时候都非常的属灵。
All the time when we're sharing and we're praying, we seem very spiritual.
当我们需要根据我们所祷告跟托付来行的时候，我们发现我们没有办法奉献出来。
But when we actually have to do something, we feel like we can't really do it. So let's pray again.
所以主帮助我们，而且圣保罗就教导在罗马书教导弟兄姐妹说，所以你们要将身体献上，当作活祭，能够来献给神。
So in Romans, Paul again reminds us that we need to offer up our life as a living sacrifice.
先把自己来献给神。
That we offer up ourselves to God.
所以耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，怎么样？天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus tells us that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
好像是要背十字架，好像很痛苦。但是这背十字架是有人看见在永恒里面更大的一个祝福，更大的价值，因为我们的眼睛真是要被神打开。
May God change our sight and give us a new perspective. Some of us might think that carrying the cross is painful, is hard. May God give us the vision that there's great reward in eternity.
讲到这里，我快要讲完了，所以不用害怕，所以你要跟旁边的人讲一下，愿基督成形在你心里，好不好？彼此祝福。
I'm almost done, so why don't you turn around and tell each other, may Christ be formed in you.
愿基督成形在你心里，愿基督成形在你心里，让我们这样子成为我们的祷告。让我们成为祝福，让我们真正进入心灵的深处里面，不是看到表面，乃是进入深处。
May this become your prayer. May our life not just live on the surface, but we go into the depth of our soul.
当你这样顺服神的灵去做的时候，必要结出圣灵的果子，因为这个大家都知道，我不用讲了。
And as we follow the Spirit, our life will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们大家年轻人心里的真理讲完了。
Some of you might think, ah, he's finally done.
But it is so important that you understand what we preach this morning. It is so important that you understand what we preach this morning.
那个，
突然，今天的讲到内容非常的重要，因为这是我们生命根基。离开了这个，我们真的教会自己不知道怎么成长，教会不晓得怎么成长。好，愿怎么样？愿基督成形在你心里。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Thank you and praise you.
把这样重要的真理今天放在我们中间。
That you're giving us this truth.
帮助我们不要仅仅为得着救恩而喜乐。
Help us not to be satisfied with only salvation.
让我们进入你借着救恩所得着的，让我们的生命进入与你相交的实际里面。
But we continue to be sanctified when we have this relationship with you.
让我们生命，我们的灵更加的深入，知道耶稣基督的灵在我们里面。
May our life and our spirit mature and have Christ formed in us.
让我们思想、说话、行事来与我们里头基督的灵先来连接。
May our thoughts, our words, our acts be connected to Christ.
让我们的生命在你的面前，在你的手中，你来塑造我们，让我们顺从你的带领。
May you mold and shape our life that we obey you and follow you.
你来把我们心中的想法、思念、我们里面的感觉、我们的决定，主啊，都交在你的手中。
We lift up our thoughts, our decisions, our acts into your hands.
把我们所做出来的行为也在你的面光当中， 也把我们与弟兄姐妹跟朋友的关系也仰望在你的面光当中。
Father God, we lift up all the relationships we have in life, our family members, brothers and sisters, into your hands.
愿主耶稣基督成形在我们里面。
May Christ be formed in us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.